Afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Wednesday, August 11th, 2021. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone RBN is listener-supported, folks. Please donate whatever is manageable. Of course, no donation is too small. It has been a bit slim on the pickings regarding donations so far this month, folks. You could really use your donations now as much as any time. Just one of those cycles in the year, you know, where I guess it's a bit tighter for everyone, even without the plandemic. But please, folks, if you can, help out with whatever you can, and for whatever you are able to manage. With every $100 donation, we're going to give you a free gift. And that is your option, either a high-quality RBN t-shirt in a size of your choice or an official RBN coffee mug. So be sure to take advantage of that. And, of course, you can advertise free speech and style, get conversation started, get more people aware of RBN with this apparel. There are many ways you can donate. You can use PayPal on the RBN website donate page. You can call our RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card. You can call in to donate at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Or you can mail in that donation, cash, check, or money order to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas 78664, and we greatly appreciate it, folks. Free speech simply cannot exist without being funded by we, the people. So please help ensure that RBN continues broadcasting uncensored content well into the future. And I do have my regular Wednesday co-host here with me, Mr. Gregory McGill. Hello, Gregory.
Hey, buddy. Hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, you know, I'm always, everything's great.
Good, good.
So yeah. Cuomo resigned, huh? And I wonder who they're going to replace him with.
Yeah. I mean, what he did with the ventilators, many are saying, is really what's behind this, but they're just using the sexual allegations as a cover as like the only reason, the main reason, all that. Yeah.
Well, that's kind of what I was thinking too, because of all the stuff with the, you know, all the old folks that he killed off, you know, with his stupid policies there. And I was wondering if that was a backdoor way of getting him out, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm leaning toward from the different theories and the information I've seen out there. You know, I invited our cohort, our colleague William, to join us here today.
Awesome! It'd be great to hear him.
The people here at RBN aren't really aware for the most part, but I mean, Gregory's been doing a show. We're in hiatus right now with Revision Media on my website, but we've been broadcasting shows for a couple of years. Yeah, going on a couple of years with Gregory McGill and William Repillum together, Falling Dominoes. And they have a great interaction together. You know, I mean, they feed off each other's points and state.
Oh, for sure. I love working with Willie. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, you guys really bring out the best in one another. And I wanted to try to expose some of the listeners here to that. Initially, at least for today, William was able to make it. So William Repillum is with us today. Hello, William.
Hey, Richard. Hey, Greg.
Hey, Will.
Good to be with you guys today. Hello, everybody out there.
I've been missing you, man.
I'm glad you're with us. You too, buddy.
All right.
Yeah, I thought Richard, he needs resources so he can continue to do that.
Right.
Let's hope he can muster those up. Let's help him. Let's help him get that back, because I really miss doing that show.
I do too. I miss that show. We've had some amazing guests on there in the world of revisionism. World War II revisionism especially has been our focus. We were pulling them down. So the top people in that field we were getting on our show. I just love that. And we still want to get Dennis Wise, the great filmmaker, historian. There's still some other people we definitely want to interview on the show. So we're going to get back to it.
Might as well just go ahead and name drop right now, right?
Yeah, right, exactly.
So we've had Monica Schaefer, who spent time in the German prison for wrongfink. Her brother's still there, Alfred. He's still there for years. They're going to hold him in that Jewish controlled prison system in Germany for simply creating a story called "Sorry, Mom, I was wrong about the Holocaust," apologizing for berating her mom when she was younger for not doing more to stop those evil Germans.
Right.
And then we've had Fred Leuchter, who is the only gas chamber expert in the world, at least at the time in the late 80s when he went over to prove, or actually he worked on Ernst Zundel's case back then. And we've had him on a couple of times. We've had Jim Rizzoli, his good friend up there in Massachusetts. We've had Thomas Goodrich, the author of Hellstorm. We've had Michael King, author of The Bad War and several other fantastic books. We've had Dave. E. Michael Jones. Yep. We've had Dave Kahari a couple times.
Yeah.
We hope to get you guys to come listen to us again. It's Monday nights, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern time.
So I can pull up our archive right now and find some of those shows.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Should put it out there.
Right.
Absolutely.
On revisionmedia.org, Falling Dominoes.
And
that's the name of the show.
And we'll all be resurrecting live broadcasts there as soon as possible.
It's okay. Take your time. We want everything to be right. And we know it's an equipment upgrade issue. And just the way RBN has to basically solicit, donations to keep operating, we might have to do the same thing with Revision Media somehow.
I'm also just dealing with a lot of things simultaneously right now. I've had Pat for over a decade. A beloved cat of mine needed an operation, and then she was sick afterward because they forced her to get a rabies vaccine. She had a horrible reaction to it, wasn't eating or drinking, almost killed my cat. But I nursed it back to health. But I had to shell out for the operation. And now we have to move next year due to family who needs our assistance. So I'm going to be going down to the southeast. I'm going to be residing in Florida, it looks like, getting away from Chicago finally.
That's good, at least.
Yeah, crime-ridden BLM, critical race Chicago will be a thing of the past.
Good.
Congrats.
You belong in Florida, brother. You belong in Florida, not Chicago.
Well, I got to save up for that, too. But, I want to get that equipment shortly. It's just so that there's just a lot of pressure.
Of course. We have an 18-year-old cat. I know what you mean They're family, and I have an 18-year-old cat. She's very old, and I'm going to be dealing with that soon, I'm sure. But yeah, they become part of your family, that's for sure. Especially when almost 20 years I've been with So yeah, I can see where takes a priority. You can't just got to do everything you can to keep them with us.
Yeah. So things are looking better for the future. But of course, if anyone wanted to help out the station, they can email us, and certainly we can arrange that. It would be wonderful. But getting back to even just the idea of, I'm not a big traveler. I never have been. But, just being like, I don't care about not being able to travel around the globe anymore. I don't do that. I don't care about not going to pubs or restaurants. I don't do that much anymore. I don't care about that. They take away all the freedoms the globe over, and it'll be too late before anyone says anything. Right now we have CNN out there pushing fear, not fear of the pseudo pandemic, but fear of job loss and social ostracization. They're trying to push people to getting the shot with these kind of tactics. They have a headline saying, "What changes the unvaccinated minds? Fear."
Right. It's the biggest tool, always has been.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for anyone who's healthy, I mean, you know, they have a photo of some guy saying, "I messed up big time, guys," he says through an oxygen mask. "I didn't get the vaccine. I made a mistake. I admit it." It's just like a huge obese guy, though. Who knows how many comorbidities, you know?
Right.
But CNN's...
Yeah, they don't point that out.
CNN's pushing fear of losing one's job and livelihood, including total ostracization from society. And so, you know, you'll be untouchable. You'll be the unwashed. They just want this sort of two-tier society as much as ever. But, I mean, we're hearing it's holding fast at, what, like 43% of Americans are the real numbers. Only 43 have been willing to take the shot so far.
That seems high.
They say it's a lot more, don't they?
Allegedly, Hispanic...
Right. That sounds like a more realistic number.
Allegedly, I just heard a claim that Hispanic and Black Americans, only 18% have taken it. That's very low if it's true.
Well, Black folks remember the Tuskegee experiment, or they should, if they should know their history.
Yeah.
They should know it. You know, but if they don't, they should know that they were the center of a big experiment.
They checked them with syphilis back in the 30s, was it, right? Is that
right?
Yeah.
I think
that's right. Decade?
Well, the whole thing was a study over decades. It was supposed to be. You know, that they were going to look at it long term. But yeah, I think it was during that time when they
made them. Yeah, they told them. They didn't tell them they were rejecting that, of course.
No, they're just getting free healthcare.
They were rejecting something else. I don't remember what.
Yeah, they probably told them a vaccine or something.
Yeah.
Well, they're pulling the same type of propaganda as last year. Like Florida, now they're claiming that hospitals are overwhelmed the way they were talking about New York last year. We've had doctors this time whistleblowing at hospitals in Florida, proving that they're empty and getting chased out for exposing that. And now I just hear a CDC has been forced to adjust Sunday's Florida account of COVID by almost 50% after the state health department cries foul on the data. I mean, the CDC, the FDA, when are people going to realize how corrupt they are? In Israel, you know, everyone's debating, are they really getting the shot, you know, or not? But, you know, we're hearing huge outbreaks in a lot of places where the shots are being administered. So I wouldn't say it's Delta, but it's a shot, you know, mRNA, genetic altering, experimental shot reactions, you know.
That's exactly what that Delta might be and these variants. It might be vaccine reactions.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, I mean, right now over at Global Research, they're pretty bold with an article referring to Delta as just a complete fraud, basically. They're saying that they're lying to you. The fourth wave Delta variant is a fake Delta variant fourth wave. At Global Research, and, you know, globalresearch.ca, you know, they're pretty scientific with all their sourcing and their approach, so... Yeah, those are pretty strong words, especially coming from a platform such as that. And now heart attack epidemic in Israel is being reported. They're saying 25% increase in cardiac arrests and heart attack
This is all good news. I don't know what the problem is.
Well, all right, look, 16 to 29-year-old Israelis, 25% increase in cardiac arrests and heart attack. 83.6%.
Those are rookie numbers. Get those numbers up, Israelis.
Okay, now, Gregory. 83.6% increase in heart attacks in women aged 20 to 29. 53% increase in women aged 30 to 39. And, just some of the numbers there. But, oh, no, come on. We can't be speaking out for all Israelis to get wiped out. You know, that's not, you know, that doesn't have the optics we're looking for. I mean, we're not, you know, we're better than that, Gregory. You know, we can't complain about our enemies.
Just kidding. It was a joke.
Right. But some people out there are just looking
for some way. You're not allowed to have any dark humor nowadays? I guess not.
No, Oh, you're not. You know, you're a white supremacist.
No, you're really not.
Haven't you heard? You're an extremist. You're a white supremacist. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Right.
Hey, yeah. Richard, so how can you have a variant from something that's never been isolated or purified? That's what's supposed to happen with a virus, is that it needs to be isolated and purified. It needs to pass right through the four Koch's postulates. I just learned about these Koch postulates last week, actually from Jim Rizzoli. He went over the 10 tenets of the Nuremberg Code and the four Koch's postulates. That was a fantastic podcast by Jim. And those Koch's postulates are that, what are they? We got to pull them up.
I was reading about them.
I saw those too one time. Yeah. I don't remember exactly what they are, but I did see that these things that they have to go through, a procedure.
And this is not being fulfilled. The isolation is very questionable in general. And of course, the motives for all of the fudged numbers. The PCR test is perhaps the biggest thing to just wipe out all of the, PSYOP in one blow, though. I mean, you don't even have to talk about, but the shots, it's ridiculous because they're going to approve this. It just seems evident. And it's so
absolutely criminal.
Yeah.
Right.
Never a greater crime ever committed in the history of all of humanity. You know, I've only been on the earth for, some decades, but...
What about the Holocaust? Oh my God! How could you not think that there was a bigger crime?
Right, the Holocaust of the Germans that was committed by the
bigger
ones. When the Jews committed the Holocaust against the Germans after World War II, or what about the Holocaust the Jews committed against Russia before World War II? You know, the one that Hitler was trying to stop from happening to the Germans, that they were promising to commit in Theodore Kaufman's 1941 book, Germany Must Perish.
Germany Must Perish.
Right, right. And look for Theodore Kaufman's book, Germany Must Perish, and then look up what Ilya Ehrenberg also said at the end of World War II. He instructed the Russian Red Army, Ilya Ehrenberg was another Jew, and Jews controlled Russia at the time, so... They instructed them to rape German women and torture everybody, as many Germans as they could, rape, torture, and kill.
And that was actually, they were under orders to do that. They were literally ordered to do that, to go through Germany and kill and rape and just as many as they could. That was their directive.
Right. And it was mostly the Asiatics that carried this out, the third and fourth waves of troops, Russian troops that carried out this. The first and second ones that came through, they weren't so bad. But this is the other things that we cover because Jewish Eisenhower or Jewish controlled Eisenhower, I've heard both, I think his mom was actually Jewish.
Yeah, but, he was a Jew, but I mean that. Right.
He hated the Germans, and he would not allow Patton, who actually helped him up through the ranks, would not allow Patton to get up and to save Germany from being destroyed. You know, just at least from being defeated humanely.
Well, we'll pause on that note. We'll be right back after the break. Stick around, folks.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
And we're back, folks. Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with my Wednesday co-host, Gregory McGill, and additional co-host, William Repillum. And you gentlemen were mentioning some of the topics you discussed with Jim Rizzoli not long ago, including him going over the Nuremberg Code. And, well, this is, of course, a hot topic lately, as well as just any previous, although rather few precedents in U.S. court history regarding any sort of vaccines, even though these aren't vaccines, you know, which is
it's a crucial point.
Yeah, it is. It is. Mm-hmm. And even though they're already trying to change the definition, what Merriam-Webster and whatever are trying to add a definition to it, that's not going to fly. That's not going to cut it, you know. But we have Gates out there now. There was a video of him being interviewed. And Bill Gates cracks a big smile at the notion the interviewer proposes of mandating the vaccine to receive your Social Security checks. And he could tell, he's just bursting with happiness and smiling as he's responding to the interviewer, like, yes, you know, that would be a great thing, you know. And, I mean, anyone who looks into this guy's past, what he's openly said about depopulation and vaccines, and his influence over all of these, agencies, you know, these health agencies that people seem to assume are benign of and for the people and are anything but, gentlemen.
Yeah.
As far as the whole realm of what these shots are going to do, it is largely speculation, you know, even from a lot of the experts who are out there speaking out against them. But it's like anything and everything is on the table, because they really have no idea. And it's amazing how they've had animals die in tests they have done with the animals. And just before,
what about the graphene oxide that's allegedly in these shots? Have you been hearing about that?
Yeah, the nanotechnology in general.
Right.
For that
you
matter.
Become like basically an antenna with the 5G and all that.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know how much of that is real or not.
Right. No, that makes perfect sense. I've seen so many different videos of metals being put in like our food, people crunching up cereal.
They spray
like
it in the air.
Cereal. They crunch it up. I saw one just yesterday. They opened the box. They poured the cereal out. I was sitting watching this, and they crunched it all up underneath just something. And they stuck a magnet underneath and separated out these pieces of metal that were actually in the food. So, I mean, and these are homegrown videos, whatnot. You know, I mean, a lot of people will just not lend them any credibility or whatnot. But there's no other way for people to get information out there, because the mainstream media is all owned and controlled. And that's the thing that so many people can't get their head around. They're the six corporations that control the mainstream media. It's very easy.
It may
for them.
Be just like one.
I know.
You know?
Well, it really is.
Yeah. It really is just one. Oh, man.
We're just obvious domestic terrorists. We don't trust the science. You know, it's a belief system. haven't you heard?
Yeah,
science is a method of investigation. It's not supposed to be a belief system.
Right, it's become a religion and a dogma.
Absolutely.
And there's only
you just
point
label
of view.
It science, and
only one communist point of view. Yeah, it's not science. There's no science behind asymptomatic spreaders, or all these new things that they invented, or re-opting people's pre-existing conditions as COVID, or not isolating a virus like you're supposed to do with a virus. You're supposed to isolate and purify it to prove that it exists, and they have not been able to do that. In the Alberta, Canada case, what's his name, James or somebody, he up there had a case where he was prosecuted for not wearing a mask or breaking some COVID law. And he asked the DA, Dana Hinshaw, I got that name, up there to produce proof that they have isolated and purified the virus, and they could not do it. They could not do it. And it's really caused a credibility issue.
And they opened up all of Alberta, Canada. Alberta, Canada dropped all restrictions and mandates, everything.
Yeah. Not necessarily because of that case.
Majority of it.
Mm-hmm. But it coincidentally happened at that time. The guy whose case it was, I was watching this.
Really?
Start out with an interview by Stu Peters, and then he interviewed with some other folks, and he was trying to clarify that he didn't win his case, but the court of public opinion got opened up. And
because of the case. Influence.
Yeah. Because of this not being able to produce isolation or purification of this computer-generated, computer-model virus that they have foisted upon us.
Yeah.
Brilliantly stated.
Probably not even a virus.
Yeah.
You know?
The cold, the flu, where did they go? We'll be right back, folks.
Right.
Yeah.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. its database of products not kosher certified, is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All the money, the bad, all those things I can never be sure where to begin.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with my Wednesday co-host, Gregory McGill, and additional co-host, William Rapillum. And just to go through some of these other articles, some of the other news that's been passing through. We've been
Richard,
hearing about this.
Richard, before you do that, before we depart from the patent thing, would you read that that text excerpt that you sent me about General Patton?
Oh, no, that was me. Yeah.
Greg, can you just read that real quick?
Or you can read it. Go ahead. I don't have it pulled up.
Okay. Yeah. All right. General George Patton helped win World War II. Then he started freaking out when he realized we fought on the wrong side of the war. And they promptly and unceremoniously had him whacked. It took a few tries, too. This is a great entrance point to historical revisionism. But yes, we should have helped Germany defeat the Soviet Union. 80 million people died in a war just so half of Europe could be handed over to communism, and West Germany was subjected to the insidiously evil Marshall Plan, whose goal was the eradication of Germans, and the Morgenthau Plan, too. It's based on the demented communist fever dreams of Theodore Kaufman in his book, Germany Must Perish. Patton would have effortlessly coasted into the presidency, but instead we got the filthy mass murderer Dwight D. Eisenhower, who intentionally delayed Western advances in Berlin because he wanted it to fall into the hands of the savage, dreaded Soviet Red Army. Soviet propaganda Minister Ilya Ehrenberg exhorted them to kill every German and rape every woman. 2 million women were raped. Entire columns of fleeing refugees were ground into the mud by Soviet tanks. Women and children were raped and then crucified on barn doors and used for target practice by the devilish subhuman communist psychopaths. And then we say they deserved it because they were all Nazis. I'll just add one more thing that Dwight D. Eisenhower did, and that was that he put 1.5 million
in the wrong camps.
1.5 million German soldiers
after the war.
After the war, yeah, by putting them in the Rhine-Meadow death camps, and basically they were cooked to death under the sun in the summer, died of exposure. Yep. They had no food. They had very little food, and they were just holocausted.
Starved. Under
death camps. Under Dwight Eisenhower.
They surrounded them with barbed wire and machine guns and starved them to death died of exposure and stuff. No tattoos, no barracks, no tents, no nothing. You know, real death camps, not the fake ones that they show us. That the work camps,
right?
Real death camps,
right? An actual Holocaust.
Actual death camps.
Another
yes.
one directed by the Jews.
Yep,
and those of you think I'm reading about that whole thing about it being the Jews, stuff. And you can't make the connection there. You have to understand that the Soviet Union was invaded by Jewish communists in 1917 and taken over by communism, which is Jewish. Okay, that's one thing. And then in 1640, the Jews took over Britain when under Oliver Cromwell, they got in there and got their bank in there, the Rothschild Bank. And that Rothschild Bank and coinage system and all their money melded in with the royalty. The next thing you know, you have a Jewish royalty running things. And so that's why you have all this imperialism and going around the world, treating people horribly. And then you have America, where they have absolutely set up shop after setting up the Federal Reserve Bank in 1913. And then subsequently from there... brought us into World War One and World War Two, directed things. The Jewish bankers like Bernard Baruch, Rothschild lieutenants, directing Woodrow Wilson and FDR to do their bidding. And all the Jewish rabbis and Leon Trotsky in World War One, Jew. Okay, guys, so that's the Jewish connection there. It goes a lot deeper than
communism. It is communism.
The surface.
It's only scratching the surface. That's right. And you basically just your point was, communism is Judaism.
Judaism is
communism.
I've heard
the political arm of it.
Yeah, political Jewry. I've heard it described.
Right. Well, yeah, it's the political arm of Judaism, Zionism. You know, it's the political arm of it.
Political form of it. Yes.
Right. Right. Exactly. That is communism. Yeah, and that's what we're fighting, and that's what Hitler was fighting.
lawlessness. You know, lawlessness just abounds, you know, with this pandemic, with other issues as well. I mean, like the Supreme Court not hearing any of the state's election fraud cases.
Right. Not yet. There's a lot going on with that right now.
Now we have this Texas a situation with the Democrats. What they left the state, you know, and they've been being they're being paid to not show up for a vote. About this election integrity. I mean, as long as they would show up, they don't need their vote for it to pass, is why they're not showing up. And so now the Supreme, we had a judge in their favor, ruling in their favor so far. But now a Texas Supreme Court judge has overturned that far left judge. So Democrats can be immediately arrested, they're saying. Those who refuse to show up for the legislature.
Right.
That's how fantastic. Is that even legal that they're allowed to skip out on a vote?
Well, it's not.
They should just be ignored. I don't know why. That's kind of that's really sort of, they need the 8 more people there so that the quorum can be complete. I don't know if they need to just be present or if they need to actually vote. I didn't get those details, but.
Yeah, I'm not really sure how that works.
Yep. Well, no ethics whatsoever.
Well, we have a spokeswoman, Abbott spokeswoman, stating the Supreme Court of Texas swiftly rejected this dangerous attempt by Texas Democrats to undermine our Constitution and avoid doing the job they were elected to do. That was Renee Ezra, I'm not sure how to say that, an Abbott spokeswoman. And so she's saying, we look forward to the Supreme Court upholding the rule of law and stopping another stall tactic by the Texas Democrats. But, you know, I mean, we know, gentlemen, in our circles, that the Republicans are no better when it comes to saving this nation. And on any of the fronts, we're being attacked through.
There might even be worse. Because at least they're the enemy that
they're going
to do. They pretend to be representing us. They make us stay in the easy chair and make you think someone's fighting for you and you don't have to do anything.
Exactly. And they're not.
Yeah. But there are arrest warrants. Example. They're saying there are arrest warrants now issued for 52 fugitive Democrats after this Texas Supreme Court decision. But I mean, yeah, what good will you know, one vote do? The amount they're eroding the currency, you know, is the most devastating thing. We have a Tyson Foods CEO out there saying the costs are rising faster than he can even hike the prices. And we now finally have the Fed admitting, okay, it's not going to be transitory inflation. Well, obviously, and they would know more than anyone that they were lying through their teeth from the start to say that it would be transitory. I mean, you know, the amount that we've had a distribution of wealth as well as the creating of excess money, inflating our spending power, you know, that's your hard-earned labor. That's your time of your life, you know, that is being whittled away and reduced in value, never to be recovered in this system. And what, a new all-digital system with social credit? Is that going to be the salvation? That's the only option we have for the future or what? Because that's the way they're trying to stack the deck.
Well, that's what they were pushing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Creating a parallel system is underway. And that's the only way out of this is to create a parallel system. We just need, you know, their system just needs to become obsolete. And it will. It will.
Hopefully,
it's not going to
reach the top of the pyramid. You know, it's a pyramid scheme, basically.
They're being murdered.
It's a giant Ponzi scheme,
right?
And it's reached the top of it now, so it's all going to it should collapse.
Well, isn't it kind of funny how they've been kicking the can so far? You know, that's what they just continue to do in this Jewish system is they just keep kicking the can forward. You know, with let's say the debt is a perfect example, just continuing to pile more debt upon more debt upon more debt. And now they don't want to be discovered for all the heinous crimes they've committed. And that's all coming out. It's hemorrhaging out everywhere. And they're kicking the can forward.
Criminality.
Yeah. So
everything that we're taught about them from when we were kids up to now, it's all about hiding their criminality. Everything is. They hide it, and they hide about it, you know. But
they make it very clear.
We've seen it. Now you're right. It's coming to people. Yeah. I think we have some callers, Richard.
Yeah. Yes, I believe we do. You know, but I mean, as far as that point, though, really quickly, on people representing or standing up. Yeah, we haven't seen much over here. I mean, Rand Paul, for example, he doesn't even bring up the stress, the PCR tests, you know, nearly enough about what the deaths and the fact the shots shouldn't even be out at all. But, well, we've had more overseas, right? I mean, as far as those in authority to have strong influence, we've had French police laying down their shields with protesters against the mandates and shots. We've had now in Switzerland, the Swiss police threatening to stop enforcing COVID-19 rules. Just came out, that story. What did you think of that one I sent about Berlin, though? Berlin to vote on confiscating rental properties from corporations.
What did who think?
Either of you.
I sent you a little note on that. I read that. I saw that. Interesting, right? So the thought I had on it was well, if those were Jewish corporations and they were tyrannizing the people, perhaps Hitler would have confiscated them and he would have made them for the people. But the government that's in charge now is a Jewish government, and it is going to confiscate them from, I don't know the nature of the corporations that own those you know, large housing facilities, but I mean, just without knowing anything, I would guess, well, isn't it typically Jews that own like housing facilities like that, apartment complexes and large, you know, large scale corporations like that?
Yeah, but that's in Germany, though.
It'll all go toward the clergy agenda in one way or another, basically.
Right. So they'll fill that up with refugees. Yeah. And that's really what they're doing. They're trying to get tenants to put, you see all these apartment complexes going up everywhere. It's just like, you see them going up in rural areas and you're like, who the hell's going to come live in these? Oh, it's all these refugees, hundreds of thousands of refugees they're bringing up and just forcing onto other states and everything. Not that we didn't know that was what the plan was going to be anyway, but now we see it put into action. So.
Right, right. But yeah, we do have a caller. I think we lost Charles earlier, but we have Stephen Douglas Whitener calling us. Stephen Douglas Whitener.
Hello, Stephen.
Hey. Hello, gentlemen. We got the band back.
We got the band back together there, Stephen. All right, come on.
Well, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Can you hear me okay? I'm driving. I don't want to have interference. Am I coming through okay?
Enough.
The audio's all right?
It's enough. It's good enough.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, fellas, something's on my mind that I just want to speak to today. There's this thing coming up at 2:20 today, about 25, 30 minutes from now. They're going to do this emergency broadcast thing and test the system. They've been talking about this for a while. They announced it in June. So people in the media, I'll call it the truth media, some people have been saying, we need to turn our phones off. We need to take battery out. We need to hide that phone in a Faraday cage, because when they did that emergency broadcast, they'll take over your phone and put this stuff on it, yada yada. Man, look, that is the most ridiculous stuff I've ever heard. People think they can hide from this. It's just crazy. Right. I don't understand how people want to have that mentality, because there's no hiding from this. We have got to get our heads out of the sand. We got to get out there and fight back against all this stuff. You know, you got to say no. It starts with do not comply, but you got to do it. It's going to take more than that. It's just the way you've been talking about it the whole show, this agenda and this plan they have. That the article about the rental property in Berlin reminds me of the rental situation here in the moratorium. The CDC released or published a document that outlines this plan for basically, they talk about green zones and camps for people who are vulnerable and stuff. Oh, and it's been in the truth media the last few days, and it's terrifying. It's very much a communist plan for taking over the United States.
Yeah, we have BlackRock and related corporations trying to turn a lot of the property into permanent rentals out there. We have Bill Gates buying up private farmland, largest owner of private farmland in the nation. These are completely working against the people intentionally. And yeah, these camps we're now hearing about. Will that be for the people with comorbidities and elderly, or just even anyone who won't take the shot eventually, is what some are
probably
asking.
For anyone who won't take the shot. They talk about protecting vulnerable people. I forgot, is there some gobbledygook title for this paper that's there? But yeah, it's very scary once you start reading it. I'll find that paper and send it to you guys later today. I don't remember, haven't memorized the title, but it's some, you know, double speak stuff. But when you get into it, it talks about having people go to vulnerable people to go to these green zones and how they'll be controlled. And it talks about a domestic force that's similar to the one Obama talked about when he said, we need a domestic security force stronger than our military. I mean, he was talking about basically eliminating our military as far as protecting our country, which they haven't been doing for a long time. They've just been enforcing the corporations' rule around the world instead of protecting their citizens, which is what the military should be for. You know, now they want to do away with that completely and put this police force in, the Capitol Police, along with two other groups that are supposed to be their new enforcers, these contact tracers and someone else. And it's just terrifying, this plan they have. But what really got me over the past day was that so many people talking about this EBS text that's coming, this test of the system at 2:20 today, Eastern Time, and they think they can turn their phone off and put it in the microwave and hide from it. They can't get to them. Look, if you do that, when you turn your phone back on, that update's going to be waiting on you. That's the most ridiculous thing I've heard, you know, people saying that. We can't hide from this. We got to fight back. And I'm glad to hear you guys on the air and fighting back, too. I just wanted to call and make that point to tell people there's no reason to turn your phone off or hide it. They've already got your phone. If you're in this system, if you're paying for that cell phone, you know, you're not only being listened to and spied on, you paid for the device and you're paying for the network to maintain your surveillance and your prison. That's what we're doing. The only way to fight back is to completely opt out, to create a new system. So keep up the good work, fellas. That's really all I wanted to rant about. I'll let you guys take another call, and I really appreciate it. I hope to be on Friday.
All right, thanks, love you, man.
Thanks, Steven.
Love you all, too. Yeah. All right, bye-bye.
All right.
Always a pleasure, Steven. Very good points he makes.
Yeah.
Very important topic. Tony in Chicago. We have Tony in Chicago on the line. Yeah, he was in Florida. Right. Now he's back in Chicago. Hello, Tony.
Yeah. Now on a Monday, about in the late afternoon, I was in front of CNN Center for about a half hour, 45 minutes, and then I was over at the CDC in Atlanta for about an hour with the with the sign. And what's so incredible about this? What's so incredible about this whole thing? I mean, this entire anti-white Hillary plan, Jew agenda is coming down on us right now. Yes. I mean, you have mileage tax, car tracing, and retina scanning in the infrastructure bill. This whole thing is coming down on us right now, quick and fast, you know, all this stuff out of the CDC. People are in a total, they have no clue. They have no clue, man. I mean, the country is just, other than what I ran into down in Southwest Florida, okay, I had a great reception, but most of the country is just totally mentally ill.
Tony, what are you talking about? I haven't heard this on the news.
Right?
You know, what's that?
just being facetious. Tony, what are you talking about? I haven't heard this on the news. It must not exist.
I'm gonna be quite candid with you. Okay, when I drove up to the, I mean, the CNN was. I'll speed it up. The CNN was a big yawn. I mean, they had some black security guard. I'm there with the COVID-19 vaccines equal mass murder, genocide, you know, WW, vaccine hoax, there's nothing. I mean, CNN Center seems like it's half empty. There's just a few people walking in and out, a few tourists going up to the big CNN, taking pictures. But the security guard didn't even barely look at me. It was just a big yawn. I got some pictures and walked out of there, you know. But I get to the point because we're running out of time. At the CDC, I did run into a guy with some signs. Okay, I was shocked. Okay, because I was there in November. I go running out with mine, and I thought he was a Jew. And guess what? I looked at his card. I think he is. His last name is Arnold. Okay, and that begs the point, man. Okay, I'm at the CDC. The entire Hillary Clinton Jew agenda is coming down on us, and the only guy protesting in front of this place is a Jew.
Right.
You know. So like exactly
yeah,
like
they're not all. Some of them are on our side, man.
Yeah, but no, but that's the point, Steve, is that this Christian establishment that I have a total contempt for, and I'm going to be quite honest with you, I have a hatred for the SOBs, okay? They're totally missing in action. They're working hand-in-hand with the Jews.
To
bring this down on
Judeo-Christianity.
They're not doing it. Well, it's Christianity, but it's all Judeo. It's just about doing nothing. Where are the pastors? Okay, we got the mark of the beast coming down. Where are the pastors? Where's their flock? Why aren't they on the street corner with a cross saying, you know, the mark of the beast is coming down on you? Do something. Oppose this. No, none of this crap. Okay, there's billboards up and down the whole 1,300 miles. Jesus, this, and in my mind, Jesus hoax this, Jesus hoax that. What is the billboards from these people saying? Don't take the mark of the beast. It's in the book of Revelation. Nothing. These people are missing in action. Okay, and that's why I have the ultimate contempt, and it's really turned into a hatred. okay, for the Christian establishment, man, because these people are losers, they're cowards, and they're hand in hand with the Jew to put this change on us.
Oh, yeah.
And we are literally going into a slavery system.
History. If you believe in fake history, they're easily controlled and manipulated. They all believe in Nazis.
Yeah.
They believe in a Holocaust. They believe that the Jews are chosen. They believe all these things. So, and you know, they know that Hitler killed 6 million Jews.
There's so much one guy can do or one Jew in front of the CDC can do.
Right.
But like I said, man, you've got a network of churches. You've got millions of people, okay? You've got money. You've got TV, radio. And these people, I mean, there's definitely a network for a resistance, and these people ain't even talking about it. They're sucking it down. They're sucking COVID down. And they need to be condemned, and this needs to be mentioned. They're the third rail, not the Jew. We talk about the Jew. What about these Christians that are doing nothing? That's all I have to say.
You always have to say quite a bit. We
keep
love
doing
it.
The
Thank
activism.
You.
All right. Take it easy.
Thank
Back
you.
In Chicago. There is some resistance now. There was a lot of resistance in Southwest Florida. 11 times on the street. Great. I could organize that area if I could be down there. I just can't be down there. 250 people at a protest. And let's face it, in all fairness, were some of those people church-going Christians? Definitely they were. So they're not all bad. They're not all totally unaware, but the leadership of this religion in this country is just out on cloud nine, and they're never going to come around. They're going to surrender us to this.
That makes me think
they're going to surrender.
Tony, I just heard that they may threaten to pull the 501c3s tax exempt if they don't start pushing the vaccine. The pastors are supposed to start pushing the shot.
That's it. Yeah, there it is.
501c3. Say what? The stupid place pays property tax. Okay, big deal. It just shows you what a bunch of whores these people are.
Right.
Period. And like I said, not everybody that walks in are total dumb-down dopes, because I would be wrong, because I witnessed it, 250 people, thousands of people hugged. Some of these people were Christians that go to church. They're not all screwed up, but most of them are.
Right.
I'll let you go. Thanks a lot. Well,
always a pleasure.
All right, great show, everybody.
Yeah, excellent show. Thank you, Gregory McGill. Thank you, William Rapillum.
And yeah, all right, guys.
You got it.
All right.
Thanks,
talk
guys.
To you next week. And please support RBN, folks. Your donations are the only thing that keeps this possible. Stick around for Patrick Slattery with National Bugle Radio, and we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.